Right now, I thought we would talk about Christmas through the eyes of a child, because with our now 3-year-old daughter, we're getting to experience Christmas for the first time, really, through the eyes of a child, because when she was 2, she didn't really have much of a concept of Santa Claus or what Christmas was all about, and really wasn't great at opening presents and things like that. So now she is full on into it, and it's really interesting. It's taking me back to my childhood. Before a couple of Christmas stories, one story for sure that I know you guys will enjoy. I took her to the toy store not long ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we were just walking around the toy store. There were a few other families there. And she was playing with this train set. And my stomach was a little upset. And so I thought that I could get away with relieving myself. And so I let a little one out.
No. What do you mean a little one?
It was just a little one to make myself more comfortable. And I thought I had gotten...
You can't crop dust in stores.
I thought I had gotten away with it until I said, hey, do you want to go look at the Paw Patrol stuff? And she goes, okay. And we start walking over there, and she stops and turns and in a very loud voice says, Daddy tooted!
And you're trying to... she says the craziest things. It's just...
I looked over as a couple of mom's heads whipped around and looked my way.
No,
I was like,
No,
Daddy did not. She's being silly,
Kansas,
everybody.
Kansas, I tell you.
And I immediately thought of you two guys.
You couldn't put your hand over her mouth before she got out the word two?
No.
Daddy...
I didn't really know what she was going to say. I thought she was going to say, Daddy, I want that toy or something like that. But it was Daddy tooted.
Dang it. Busted.
The other day, another funny, we were in the car listening to The Ticket, and the Cars for Kids song came on. 1-877 Cars for Kids. 877 Cars for Kids. And from the back seat, she says, Daddy, kids can't drive cars.
So true. Good point.
You know, why wouldn't you give cars for kids when they can't drive?
You are right about that. So with Santa Claus and his visit to our house looming, for the first time, we are now doing what all parents have done for all of eternity. And we are now using Santa Claus as a threat to make the kid behave.
That's so sorry.
You got to watch that, because at least with my kids, I ran out of those threats like, I don't know, 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, I know it. You have to pace yourself.
Yeah.
And I feel terrible every time we do it. But it can be effective, but I feel terrible when we do it. She doesn't want to put on her pajamas at night, for example. And we'll say, well, you know, Santa's watching and he's making his naughty and nice list.
Stop.
And then she starts crying.
Oh, man, don't do that.
I know. So I don't want to do it anymore because I don't like the reaction I get out of her. And she'll start crying.
It's already bad enough you're lying to her about the whole Santa deal.
I agree.
You're lying. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
And then she'll say, but I want presents. We'll have to say... I know, and you're probably going to get them, but just in this case, you know, go ahead and put on the pajamas just to make Santa Claus. Make sure you're on the nice list, but it makes me feel so bad every time that I don't think I can do it anymore.
Please tell me you're not doing the creepy elf on a shelf thing.
No. No, okay, we're not doing that.
That, I guess, became a thing like after our kids were little, and that, I'm sure it works out fine. It's fun around the house and everything, but that, number one, that thing is creepy. And secondly, mm-hmm. That the elf is going to tell Santa? Is that the the idea?
Yeah, it's like this spy for Santa.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right there.
Santa's surveillance culture.
Okay, now if they had elf's voice saying that, I'm in. Okay.
The elf and mine on the shelf. Boy, the Ticket ought to release that product.
And I'm struggling for the first time with something, Gordo, you've always had a problem with, and that is... just the whole concept of selling this lie that is Santa.
Yeah.
And it just feels, it definitely feels wrong to use Santa as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has just felt wrong to me to, every time I talk to her about Santa, I'm thinking, well, at some point, this is going to end, and how is she going to feel about it, and how am I going to feel about it? And, you know, I busted my parents very early.
Mm-hmm.
I was second grade when I figured out that all of this was a farce. Turn down the radio if you have kids.
Yeah, the telling
five.
The story of Christmas.
And I try to go back to when I figured it out, and I wasn't mad at my parents. I was more proud of myself for figuring it out. But I don't think I ever held it against them for lying to me, so I think that's how most kids handle it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've told you before, my reaction was, to me, a greater appreciation for my parents.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a, oh, man, you've been on some sort of conspiracy.
I felt betrayed.
Big Santa.
I felt betrayed.
Did you really?
Yeah, because there was all this talk on the playground, you know, and I'm defender of Big Santa Claus, and I go to my parents, and this is what all the kids are saying. I mean, just tell me the truth, because I'm out there, you know, and I'm all alone is defending this, and no, it's totally real and everything. So they sent me right into all that.
Yeah, but you parlayed it into G.I. Joes and new bikes, and why didn't you just get in on the deal?
Your parents are still going to give you gifts, whether you participate in the whole Santa deal or not.
Well, I don't know. Your parents may not be able to work a deal with Santa if you're not nice.
My mom was all, no, he's totally real. And I'm like, you wouldn't lie to me. No, You don't see how that's a little bit troubling?
Okay, at that point, they probably should have said, okay, look, here's the deal. We help Santa, which is the deal. Everyone knows Santa needs help.
Okay. So along these lines, we took her to the mall to see Santa last week.
It never goes as well as you think it does.
No, we took her last year, and it didn't go well. She was too young and cried. Well, this year, we'd kind of rehearsed with her. I said, do you know what you want for Christmas? Yes, I want an Elsa dress that's off the shoulders. I want an Elmo phone, and I want a Paw Patrol backpack. Okay.
That's the same thing I want.
Yeah, so, that's my list.
So that's what you need to tell Santa Claus when we go see him. So she had it down. So it was so funny. We went to the one at the Galleria, and you wait your turn to go into Santa's workshop. So they take one family at a time. They take pictures. They close the door. They open the door when it's time for the next family. So we were the next family in.
Santa's just stubbing out a cigarette and said, oh, come on in. Sorry about that. Yeah. Hang on. It's on break. Waving it off.
We're the next family in, and his assistant opens the door, and we take one step in, and our daughter goes, I want an Elsa dress off the shoulders. I want a Paw Patrol backpack, and I want an Elmo phone.
She didn't wait.
Yeah, didn't wait to get on the lap or anything. Mm-hmm. It was so funny. She said it the second the door just opened.
Yeah, you forgot to go over the blocking with her. You got to hit your mark first and then deliver the line.
Right. Forgot to tell her it's on the lap.
Line?
She's supposed to do that. And, also, we've been watching all of the Christmas specials that, for some reason, most of them that we all watched growing up and that they're still big, were all made between 1965 and 1974.
Isn't that crazy?
All Rudolph, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Charlie Brown Christmas, mm-hmm. Grinch, all of the Frosty, they were all made in that time period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've all pretty much held up.
Yeah.
And they've held up in the sense that they're still watched.
Rudolph needs to be rewritten.
The messages don't really hold up. The Rudolph one has just got so many bad lessons in it.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's my favorite one.
It's got a couple weird moments, though, that clearly the writers were on 60s
LSD.
Hallucinogenics. Because some scenes that make no sense that I never realized that were there when I was a kid. And then one popped up the other day. You know, Frosty will end, and then they'll say, here's this next one. And so we just went ahead and watched it. Do you remember Jack Frost?
Kind of. That one was kind of creepy or something.
It was so weird. I had never seen it. I don't remember it as a kid, but it's the same claymation as Rudolph and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It is bizarre and creepy, and I didn't even know it existed, but they repurposed some of those
Little puppets, yeah. Because it's not really claymation. It's actually puppets, miniature puppetry.
Yeah. And the evil character in Jack Frost, I noticed immediately, is the Burgermeister from Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Toys are hereby illegal.
So they just put like a different wig on some of these puppets and reused them.
Cheap.
Anyway, it's fun watching her watch those, and then as an adult getting to watch those again, a lot of these that I hadn't watched since I was, you know, 10 or something like that.
Yeah. Do you remember who's the lead in Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Who plays Santa? Or Kris Kringle?
Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's another cool thing about this is all of these shows, I've looked up the cast members, and I've gone down the rabbit hole on each show, and a lot of the voice people, there were guys who were famous voice people that I didn't really know, but they did characters in all of these, and same production company. And some of the actors, like Kenan Wynn, remember him? He was the voice of the Winter Warlock. And I just thought, that sounds like a really famous Hollywood guy, and I went down his rabbit hole, and it was just really interesting to go back in time. And those were the halcyon days of those shows. They were, that was it. That was what we lived for at Christmas.
We just figured we can't improve those, and so we'll just go with them every year.
I guess so.
Remember how hot Jessica, Mrs. Claus, was when she was younger? Yeah.
Her puppet popped up in Jack Frost 2 as another character.
Oh, really?
So Christmas Through the Eyes of a Child.